to play. Welcome to the Pet Playground. This is Sage Lewis, the creature teacher. And for the next hour, I'm here to play with you, your pets, and anybody else who wants to play along with us. And I also invite your questions if you have pet-related questions or, you know, if you just have any question that's on your mind tonight. Give us a call at 952-946-6205. Again, that's 952-946-6205. So we've got a fantastic show tonight. Not like the other shows aren't fantastic, but this one is also fantastic. We have Linda Tellington-Jones is with us tonight. And for those of you that are going, huh, who's that? There might be some of you doing that. And there are others of you going, oh my gosh, that's so exciting. But Linda Tellington-Jones is somebody that is a pioneer in the animal world. And what's, I think, also really incredible about Linda is that she's a female. And so we've got her on the show tonight, and she's going to be talking about the work that she really invented about 40 years ago called Tellington T-Touch. And we also have in the studio a colleague of mine who is also a T-Touch practitioner. Elaine Garley is here, and she is the owner of Animal Bridges. And so she's going to be sharing some stories about her involvement with Tellington T-Touch. I'll be sharing some of my stories about my involvement with Tellington T-Touch. And we also have Hobbs in the studio. And Hobbs is, how old is Hobbs?
Hobbs is 3.5 years old.
3.5-year-old male Wheaton Terrier. And he's been at an advanced Tellington T-Touch training all weekend, as have Elaine and I with Linda. And so Hobbs is lying under the table, sound asleep, and we are actually awake. The humans, we are awake. We're holding ourselves up. We've had a fantastic weekend. And so what I want to do, first of all, is just introduce Linda Tellington-Jones to the listeners. And, wow, you know, I mean, Linda, The bio that I could just go into about your accomplishments over the last however many years. I mean, you started riding a horse when you were just a wee little thing, and the accolades go on and on, but she's done 4 decades of the Tellington T-Touch method over the years. There are over 1,300 practitioners in 27 countries. She's written 19 books in 13 languages. She's got around 20 videos. She received the Horsewoman of the Year Award, a Lifetime Achievement Award in the American Riding Instructors Association. She was inducted into the Western States Horse Expo Hall of Fame and also into the Massage Therapy Hall of Fame. And I don't know, am I missing anything?
I think what you're missing, actually, is my gratefulness for being on this planet, being able to share the love of animals in a way that gives everybody an opportunity to be with their animal from the heart, from a place of gratefulness.
Yeah, and you know, there isn't an award that I know of for that, and I think that there should be. You know, I mean, honestly, I think it's worth adding to your bio because that is something that you do bring to the work. And you've been doing this work for a good chunk of your life. I mean, it's, you know, when I look at people who are out in the world doing their work in the world, not everybody lives their passion for a lifetime. And that's something that I have admired about you for since I've known you. It's like, wow, here's somebody that has lived their passion. And so I want to welcome you to the Pet Playground.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
I think one of the things that you have to tell your listeners that I'm really grateful for is that I'm sitting here with these two wonderful women and really passionate women in their own rights. And I am 72 years old. I think that's one of the things that's really exciting. I live in Hawaii. I travel the world 7 months a year. And I get to be with all these incredible women and some men who come, who dare to open their hearts to their animals.
Absolutely. Well, yeah. And there is that, you know, this work with Tellington T-Touch, it is a web, you know, that just spreads and spans. And I know when I first started my work becoming a Tellington T-Touch practitioner about 8 years ago, I didn't intend on doing this work in the world. It wasn't my intention. I wanted to fix my dog. And I had tried a whole bunch of different ways to fix my dog. She was fearful. She was reacting to other dogs, concerned about other dogs, concerned about some people, just had some concerns in the world. And I had tried a number of different methods and literally happened upon Tellington Tea Touch. There's a story that my dog Java was walking through my house and then turned around and started bouncing through the house, and her tail literally hit one of Linda's books off of my bookshelf. It went flying onto the floor. And me at the time, I wasn't quite as evolved as maybe I am 8 years later, but I took the book. I was like, oh, Tellington Tea Touch, that's interesting. I put it back on the shelf. And it wasn't until actually later that same weekend that I went to a pet expo and ran into Tellington Tea Touch. I thought, I don't know what this work is, but I want to, it keeps showing up. And I remember looking at the booth at this pet expo, and it was talking about Tellington Tea Touch as this gentle, no fear, no force approach to working with animals. And it's, you know, there's some touches that you do on the animal's body and different equipment that the animal might wear. And it's about balancing the animal physically, mentally, and emotionally. And I thought, you know, something just fit in my body. And I just signed up for it. I didn't really know what it was, but I signed up and took Java to the first training. And I remember so vividly that after a few moments of working with one of the instructors, seeing Java's potential, and that's what did it, was seeing her potential. And it was about day four where I started to loosen up and realize, huh, I've got a lot of work to do. That it wasn't about the dog, that there was, I was starting to unfold and kind of become aware of, you know, my stuff. What did I need to kind of work through?
And see your dog with new eyes.
Absolutely. Yeah. And see her with new eyes. And that's what happened. I remember that the fourth day of, you know, we were all going off into different corners and doing these circular touches on the body of the dog and some slides across the fur and lifting the skin a little bit and doing these different things that we had learned, these different types of touches. And I remember looking in Java's eyes, and I just started crying, and I apologized. I apologized for swatting her, for yelling at her, for doing all of these things that I had either been told to do or didn't know any better. And it was the first time that I understood, that I had misunderstood her. And it was a shift, and it was because of this work. And, you know, years later, here I am, a certified practitioner, And it's such incredible work. And I know that Elaine Garley also has just an incredible story of, like, how did you get to this work? So
I had attended an animal communications workshop, and somebody had mentioned Tellington Tea Touch. And so I picked up Linda's book that is called The Tellington Tea Touch, and it has stories of different animals that she had worked with. And I also picked up a deck of cards that showed the touches for cats and dogs. And I had taken my guy at that time, my Wheaton Boomer, to the vet for his annual physical, and we muzzled him because he was known to nip at the vets. And she went to look into his eyes, and it was a guttural growl like from The Exorcist, and the two of us jumped back and went, I don't think this exam is going to go on anymore today. And I had agreed to bring him back for a liver enzyme test about a month later. And so during that time, it was a week before the new appointment, I went and I was flipping through the cards, and one of the cards said, the fear of vets, do this touch. And it's a little circular touch on their mouth. Well, not knowing to be polite to him at all at that time or asking his permission, I just walked over, shoved my finger under his gum, did a circle, and he looked at me and said, like, are you nuts? And walked away. And over the total of 6 days, I got maybe my finger into his mouth for 15 seconds and did the touch. Well, I took him into the vet, dropped him off, and at 10:30 in the morning, my phone rings at work saying, what did you do to him? She goes, it looks like Boomer. He has a tag that says Boomer, but he's not acting like Boomer. And I said, why? And she says, well, I had the muzzle in my hand, put it down, and proceeded to look in his eyes, look in his mouth, look in his ears, draw blood, and he just stood there like a gentleman.
Hmm.
And at that point, I started babbling about, well, there's this two-year certification program from Linda Tellington Jones who started with horses, and I just went on and on and on. She's probably sitting there going, well, you get off the phone anyway. Shortly thereafter, I found Sage had a few one-day workshops in the area, and then I went into the class here locally. I would have gone to the Chicago class, except it happened to be the same weekend as Sturgis, and we were going to Sturgis that weekend, so I couldn't quite do both at the same time.
I want to know if you can make the sound of a Harley.
Good. And now your dog.
That's
your dog.
And Hobbs just looked at us like, what?
So I think, you know, what I'm hearing and I think what I've experienced as well is just there is an element of just wow with this work. And part of it is just doing this work on the animal's body and seeing some behavior shifts, seeing some, you know, the tension maybe released or the dog starting to relax and you're starting to notice that the animal is shifting into a place of...
Listening,
exactly. Yeah, and we're going to talk a lot more after the break about, you know, what exactly is Tellington T-Touch? You know, some of you out there may know about it. You may be right now putting your fingers in your animal's mouth and kind of going, what, you mean a circle? That's okay. Just, you know, it's okay to touch your animals and to experiment. And after the break, we're going to actually go into it a little bit more deeply and share some stories with Linda Tellington Jones. This is Sage Lewis, the creature teacher, and you are listening to The Pet Playground on AM 950. After the break, more with Linda Tellington Jones and Elaine Garley. Sage Lewis, the creature teacher, your host on the Pet Playground and owner of Dancing Porcupine. Better pets, better people, better planet. Looking for more harmony in your household? Whether it's you, your pets, or the whole family who has undesirable behaviors, Dancing Porcupine can help. Dancing Porcupine offers animal communication, personal life coaching, Tellington T-Touch, and shamanic healing. Visit us online at dancingporcupine.com. I double dog dare you.
John, you're so good with our dogs. You really ought to have one of your own.
I would love to have a dog, but I work really long hours. I would have to be stuck in a kennel all day. Then when I get home, I'd just be too exhausted to take it for a walk. It just wouldn't be fair.
Well, why don't you call the Urban Dog? It's a terrific pet sitting and dog walking service we've used for years to take care of our whole menagerie of dogs and cats.
I couldn't afford it.
The Urban Dog's rates are the most affordable I've found. And you can pick your level of service from just giving your pet a midday potty break to taking them on a day-long field trip. They get exercise and socialize to other dogs.
Well, maybe I could.
That's great! There are so many shelter dogs who need a good home.
The Urban Dog works with your schedule and can create a plan that fits your needs. The Urban Dog. Exercise, explore, socialize. Let the journey begin. Call 651-231-6333. That's 651-231-6333.
It's spring, and at Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces, it's time for our annual spring cleaning and maintenance special. Every stove and fireplace needs regular service. And right now, if you call Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces at 612-338-6606, you'll save $30 on award-winning professional service. Or do it yourself. At Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces, we have chimney brushes, cleaners, and all the know-how to get you started. At Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces, you'll find the Twin Cities' most diverse selection of wood, gas, and electric stoves and fireplaces. Ask about the $1,500 tax credit available on high-efficiency wood-burning stoves and fireplaces. Woodland has the knowledgeable staff that will help you choose what's right for your home. Over 30 working units on display at 2901 East Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis. Online at woodlandstoves.com or call at 612-338-6606. Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces, installing and servicing fireplace products for over 30 years.
Hi, this is Sage Lewis, the creature teacher, your host on the Pet Playground and owner of Dancing Porcupine. Better pets, better people, better planet. Looking for more harmony in your household? Whether it's you, your pets, or the whole family who has undesirable behaviors, Dancing Porcupine can help. Dancing Porcupine offers animal communication, personal life coaching, Tellington Tea Touch, and shamanic healing. Visit us online at dancingporcupine.com. I double dog dare you.
Welcome back to the Pet Playground, your place to play on AM 950. And I wish all of you could see what I'm looking at, because my engineer is bouncing around with bunny ears on his head. And you got to love that. I think, Matt, I'm going to give those to you so that you can wear them all the time, because you make the cutest bunny.
Wow, thank you.
You're welcome. Maybe you are the Easter bunny. I don't know.
Plus, he has a twins cap on, too.
He does. The twins bunny. So, I'm Sage Lewis, the creature teacher, and you are listening to the Pet Playground. Really, you are. And before we jump back into talking with our guests tonight, I have a couple of quick little announcements. First of all, I want to thank our sponsor, The Urban Dog. And The Urban Dog is a full-service dog walking and pet sitting service. They actually come to your home, they pick your dog up, and take them out with other dogs on field trips if you want them to give them a little bit more of a social life. And they'll also do just simple dog walking and come into your home and hanging out with your dog. And again, that's The Urban Dog, and I highly recommend them. Java recommends them as well. And the web address is theurbandog-mpls.com. Again, that's theurbandog-mpls.com. Thanks again to them for sponsoring the Pet Playground. And I picked up this little flyer a couple of weeks ago at Hennepin Avenue United Methodist Church. There's an organization called Vet Touch. They are veterinary treatment outreach for urban community health. And they provide wellness checks and vaccines to healthy pets at no cost. So you can bring your cat or dog in and at Hennepin Avenue United Methodist Church from 4 to 6 p.m. The first 25 pets will be served on a first-come, first-served basis. And they do these clinics once a month. So the next clinic that's coming up for these free wellness checks and vaccines is May 2nd, and then after that is June 6th. So if you're in need of a wellness check and funds are a concern, I recommend checking it out. So before the break, we were talking with Linda Tellington-Jones, the founder of the Tellington Tea Touch training method. We went over all these words, and you know, we're trying to get everything straight, you know, because it is a training method. You know, it's kind of a conglomeration of touches on the body, using different types of equipment with an animal, also leading exercises, and the playground for higher learning. And so tell us a little bit about, you know, how did this come about? How did T-Touch start?
Well, actually, it's kind of a bit of a long story. I started first with massage on horses in the 60s, when my grandfather, who had learned a form of massage from Russian gypsies, believe it or not, when he, as an American, was racing in racehorses in Moscow. And he brought this massage to us at our thoroughbred farm, to my husband and myself, in Hemet, California, in 1960. And we started using this gentle form of short strokes all over the horse's body, and very successfully with our competitive horses. And my husband, Wentworth Tellington, and I wrote what we think is the first book in English on equine massage. It was called Massage and Physical Therapy for the Athletic Horse, 1965. And so we used this very successfully to help horses recover after hard endeavors, like 100-mile endurance riding, eventing, steeplechasing, horseshoeing, all that stuff. And it was great. But it never crossed my mind that you could actually affect the behavior of an animal by working on the body.
Mm-hmm.
And I started a 4-year training at the Humanistic Psychology Institute in San Francisco with Dr. Moshe Feldenkrais, with the Feldenkrais Method for Humans, thinking I was going to help my riding students because I had a school for riding instructors. And in the second day of the training, Dr. Feldenkrais made a statement that absolutely gave me new eyes to see horses after already 20 years as a professional. And when he made the statement that it's possible for a human to learn in one experience using gentle, non-habitual movements that would activate unused neural pathways to the brain and not only give us humans a new way of moving, but his passion was it gave us more potential as humans for learning.
Mm.
And I heard him say this, and I thought, wait a minute, if this is true for a human, that must be true for a horse. What could I do that was a non-habitual movement, just moving a horse in a way that it couldn't move itself? And I went out that day, and that very afternoon out of class in San Francisco, and I started working on a horse's ears and lips and nose and tail. And you see it in my books. I have many books about
and just manipulating these
just
different parts of
them,
the, yeah.
Moving them in gentle ways with the idea of giving them a new sense of awareness of themselves. And I found it was absolutely remarkable. Horses really were interested. They loved it. And you do it only in ways that they like. It's none of this manipulation, forcing. There's no pain involved. There's nothing that the horse doesn't want to
right, do. So gentle movements.
Gentle mm-hmm. movements. And I found a whole new way of being with horses. And you have to understand, I was a very successful professional in those days. My husband and I had already had a column in various magazines, Western Horseman and many other magazines, for years. And it was successful for like 8 years. We kept doing this Feldenkrais work. And one day, I was working on a very challenging horse at a veterinary clinic in Delaware. And the head vet asked me if I would look at one of their horses, who hated to be touched or groomed or saddled. She'd pin her ears back. She looked like acted like a human with fibromyalgia, because I also work with humans, mm-hmm. really sensitive. So when I put my hands on her with this very gentle Feldenkrais work, she just got this lovely, dreamy look on her face and really in her eyes and got very accepting. And her owner said, Linda, what are you doing to my horse? And why is she so quiet and accepting? And I intuitively said, don't worry what I'm doing. Put your hands on the shoulder and move the skin gently in a circle. And it was the horse angel speaking through me, because she did it and the horse got as quiet for her as she was for me. And that was the birth of the Tellington T-Touch.
From doing a circle.
The circular touch.
The circular touch on the side of the horse's body.
And after, we'll talk about how it works for any animal, from your dog, your cat, your guinea pig, yourself, giraffes in the various zoos.
Right.
Many, many, all animals, all beings.
Because it's working, that circular touch is working not only the nervous system, which affects all the other systems, it's working at the cellular level.
The intent is to activate the brilliance of the cells.
Mm-hmm.
That's our intent.
Yeah, and the benefit as well is that it also activates the brain, both yes. hemispheres of the brain, all four quadrants.
Of the person doing it,
mm-hmm.
all four brainwave patterns in both hemispheres. And the beauty is that anybody can do it. You listeners can do this. And that's why I'm so passionate.
So we've got a minute. I say let's just teach them in 1 minute.
All right. So first of all, just put your right hand, if you're right-handed, softly on your left arm, just halfway between your elbow and your wrist, and imagine the face of a clock, a little circular clock about the size of a quarter, and just catch the skin. Follow me while I'm doing this. Catch the skin with the middle finger and the others following, all your fingers together, and just move the skin around the face of that imaginary clock. So you just imagine 6, 9, 12, 3, 6, 9, 1 1/4 circle, and stop. And we'll tell you after what's happening.
Keeps you hanging. This is Sage Lewis, the Creature Teacher. We'll be right back.
The Dakota tradition of helping others is alive and well at the Shakopee Midwakaton Sioux community in Prior Lake, Minnesota, with charitable giving of more than $132 million over the last 11 years. In 2008, 15 Native American tribes each received $1 million grants from the Shakopee Midwakaton Sioux community. Among the recipients were two Minnesotan Chippewa tribes, the Boys Fort Band of Chippewa and the Grand Portage Band of Chippewa. The Boys Fort Band of Chippewa was awarded a $1 million grant for economic development near their Vermilion Lake Reservation. And the Grand Portage Band of Chippewa received a $1 million grant to fund a Head Start daycare facility, which will open in early summer 2009. This funding will allow many more children the opportunity to participate in these valuable early childhood opportunities. The tradition of helping others is alive and well at the Shakopee Mdewakanton Sioux community. For more information, go to ShakopeeDakota.org.
Hi, this is Sage Lewis, the creature teacher, your host on the Pet Playground and owner of Dancing Porcupine. Better pets, better people, better planet. Looking for a cost-effective way to troubleshoot undesirable behaviors? Dancing Porcupine offers pet coaching packages, a simple, effective way to work through those troubling issues with your pets at a great price. Visit us online at dancingporcupine.com. I double dog dare you.
Are you tired of living with pain? Or have you given up and figure it's just part of life? There is an option you've probably never heard of. A non-invasive, non-surgical, no-drug therapy that can end your pain for good. And with a 90% success rate, it's easy to see why more and more people are discovering advanced biomedical technologies. Ordinary people with extraordinary results.
I've had really bad pain in my knees for the last few years. I tried surgery, but pain was still there. So I decided to give ABT a shot and felt an immediate difference after the first treatment. I was pain-free after my third session. Now I'm biking again and can't believe the results.
The pain stops here. For a free consultation, call 1-800-777-7170. 800-777-7170. Located in Eagan, Minnesota, ABT offers proven pain relief. Find out more at advbiomed.com.
This will give you hope in your life where you can live pain-free.
There's no need to completely remodel the tile in your kitchen, patio, bathroom, or any room. Let Dick the Grout Doctor help you renew your existing tile grout to its natural beauty. The Grout Doctor can seal your grout or recolor it to better match your tile or natural stone. Let the professionals do the dirty work so you don't have to. We re-grout, clean, repair, seal, or recolor any tile grout. Contact Dick at 651-261-3626. That's 651-261-3626.
Here's a quick look at your weather forecast from the AM 950 Weather Center. Tonight, mostly cloudy and 40. Tomorrow, Monday, a slight chance of showers late, increasing clouds and 61. Tomorrow night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, cloudy and 48. And Tuesday, showers likely, cloudy and 57. That's been a quick look at your weather forecast from the AM 950 Weather Center. AM 950 KTNF, the voice of Minnesota.
Back to the Alpha Boy.
Welcome back to the Pet Playground, your place to play on AM 950. This is Sage Lewis, the creature teacher. And we are sitting here with Linda Tellington-Jones, the founder of the Tellington T-Touch Method. And, I keep saying that. Also, Elaine Garley, the owner of Animal Bridges. And Hobbs the dog. He doesn't own a business, but...
He runs part of the business.
He's moved from out from underneath the table, closer to Linda's hands, because she's been doing these fantastic little circular touches on his body. And right before the break, Linda took you through a little bit of a demo of how to do this 1 1/4 circular touch on your own body. And can you speak a little bit about what does it do?
Well, like, why do it?
Yeah.
Well, for instance, if you have a pain anywhere in your own body, instead of ignoring it or hoping it will go away, actually just reach out wherever it is and gently talk to it. Move the skin in a circle and this little quarter. And there's something really magic in these circles. And we have been doing this. We have literally thousands and thousands of cases on people and animals over the last 30 years that show that you can release your own pain. Also, this whole thing of, you talked about, Elaine, about the mouth work.
Right.
Before. If you have fear, your own fear, you can just take your lips between your thumb and forefinger and do a little, like a little circle on your own lips, and you can really help to reduce fear in your own body by working on the mouth. And the reason is that you affect the part of the brain that controls our emotions, the limbic system.
Right.
We teach this to kids when they're nervous, they can do it. And you worked on it for your animals. And it works for all animals.
So again, just a little circular touch with your own mouth, you can just take, you know, a finger and forefinger and your thumb and just move that lip in a little circle.
Yeah.
And a story that comes up for me around that, I was substitute teaching, and I was working with a first grade class, and this little boy, Brian, who's probably, who knows, maybe he's in college now, but anyway, Brian was having the hardest day. He was in first grade, and it was a really hard day. Everything was hard, and throwing pencils and crying, and I said, just start moving your mouth in these, you know, doing these little circles around your mouth, and then stroke your ears. And I had him doing both at the same time, and he, you know, kids don't ask why. They just do it. And all of a sudden, you know, he's doing these little circles around his mouth, and he's stroking his ears, and his tears stopped, and he looked at me, and he said, I feel better. And that was it. And that's part of this work, is just doing it, and the effects happen. You know, like Elaine, like you found with Boomer, just doing the work, not necessarily knowing, you know, all the reason why. Right.
Exactly.
Right. Right. Just doing it. I've, even when I was back in my corporate career, in a meeting, would turn my back ever so slightly and work on my lip to get myself into control, because my emotions were coming up, so I could talk and discuss what I wanted to come across in the meeting. And it was very successful that way.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I remember a wonderful little story. Years ago, I was working, I actually worked on a bear that was sent down to my animal ambassador organization, flown from Fish and Game in Montana to Texas A&M, the vet school. They checked him out because he'd been hit by a car and had neurological damage. And my organization was known to help animals with detach. And so we took him then, and I had been, the kids had been filming this all day for Kids TV Express. And one of these days, I've got to get that film up on my YouTube, because it's wonderful to see the bear. Well, in the evening, I gave a little presentation for these same kids, and there were some 6 to 10-year-olds among them. And one of the, they had a kitten there, so I was doing the touches on the kitten, and I used a little damp Q-tip and worked around this kitten's mouth, because it had been teased by these children. It was, you know how some kittens can get really way too hyper and aggressive.
Sure.
So I was showing this on the kids, and that, on the way home, one of the mothers asked one of the 6-year-old boys, well, what did you learn tonight? You know, was it fun for you? And he said, well, what I learned is that the next time I lose my temper, I can work my lips instead of breaking my toys.
Oh, so from working with the animal, the kids picked it up.
And that's how I see animals as our teachers. Mm-hmm. And I just believe in this 21st century, I think our animals are in our lives for a very different purpose. You know, in the past, they've kind of been company, and many people have had animals for recreation, but I believe it's really for recreation. I believe they give us the opportunity to learn about ourselves, to learn patience and tolerance and understanding for our animals to be successful with them. But that in turn gives us a new awareness and appreciation for ourselves and our fellow beings. And
absolutely.
That's my excitement.
You know, and as we were talking at the advanced training this weekend around, you know, what has T-Touch meant to us? How have we changed from T-Touch? Mm-hmm. And I think about who I was 8 years ago when I started this work, and fearful comes up. Fearful, you know, arms crossed, looking down, different posture. And what came up for me this weekend was confidence. That's what has shifted, and an incredible awareness. There's a softness that's shifted. You know, the work, it's transformative.
And empowering.
Absolutely. And you know, Elaine, I'd like you to speak too. You know, what has Tellington T-Touch done for you? What's the shift been?
5 years ago, I was in the corporate world, and I was trying to do a career search, trying to pull together my love of relationships. And I found that whatever, I could do any work as long as I had a wonderful relationship with the people I was working with. And so I had been to a career counselor, and I wanted to put animals and relationships together and had no idea how to do it. And then as I discovered Tellington T-Touch, it gave me the opportunity when local corporation requested that I be downsized, I did the little happy dance out the door that day because I was already a good way through the certification program. I already had in my mind what I was going to do, and it gave me the opportunity to do my life's work.
Wow.
And so that was just...
So describe now your life's work.
My life's work is I combine Tellington T-Touch with animal communications. And from the animal communications, I also find out what the emotions of the animals are. And so I've been working with Bach Flowers. And next weekend, it will be another exciting week as I take my final level class in healing touch for animals and work towards that certification. So it's literally changed my life where I have an early corporate retirement, mm-hmm. and I'm doing what I love doing.
Right.
And the one other thing I wanted to bring up about doing the touches is... As you work on the touches, I have found that it really has put me in the present moment. I stop thinking about the bills that have to be paid or what I have to do tomorrow or in 2 hours. Just sitting there with Hobbs and working with him for 3-4 minutes, just so totally focused on him and us, it's just built relationships with animals that are unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I really want to talk about what does this actually Tellington method really do. And what happens, we work with all kinds of behaviors with animals, showing them in a way what we want rather than from a place of punishment or dominance or force. It's teaching them to want to be with us and to understand what it is we want of them.
Mm-hmm.
So dogs who jump up or bark or pull on the leash, all of these things, with the work that we do from the groundwork and the T-touches on the body, we bring them into their body with a new sense of awareness, but of really, and now that word doesn't mean so much, a new sense of themselves so that they can be more in balance and they can trust us more.
Well, the animals build their confidence.
I'm talking about the animals.
Absolutely.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And we saw that yesterday. I mean, we saw a really interesting case of a man who actually was a friend of one of my co-authors, Bobby Lieberman, and he has an 8-year-old German Shepherd who had been to 3 trainers trying to get her so that she could be with other dogs. And we were all there. It was very touching, actually, with her, because she would see another dog and just really want to be with them but not know how to socialize so that it would get her in trouble. So what we did in our class yesterday that was so interesting was to bring a big dog-sized stuffed dog in first and teach her how to be social with that dog.
Mm-hmm.
And without ever any punishment. And then we took a couple of stuffed dogs, and then we took a neutral dog. And by the end, we had 2 other dogs in the room. She was quietly lying there, confident, looking around, and able to actually walk with them. And
Gosh, she was so excited. And it was transformative. There was such a big difference in what I saw was it gave... the owner, just some hope, I think there was, you know, just seeing the potential, and also gave Josie looking at herself with new eyes looking at the situation with new eyes. You know, we've got a caller, so I'm going to go to Kathy in St. Paul. Kathy, welcome to the Pet Playground.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, what's on your mind?
I haven't listened to the whole thing, so I apologize for that.
It's all right.
And I know that you've talked about this before, and I meant to call in before, so I have a 4-year-old Bichon poodle mix, about 25 pounds. We're his 5th household. He was severely abused by, it seems, a guy in a baseball cap who drank out of a green beer bottle, because all those things make him go totally nuts. We've had him 2.5 years, and he is still incredibly fearful of men, very territorial in the yard, very territorial of us, barks a lot. We have an invisible fence that he has figured out how to leap over. And he occasionally pees in the house inappropriately, even though we have a doggy door and he has free rein. Help?
Absolutely. Tell me the dog's name.
Oscar.
Okay. We've just got about a minute and a half here before we're going to go to break. So what I'm going to do is just very briefly encourage you to consider doing some of the Tellington T-Touch work, even just something simple like we've talked about tonight, the circular touch on the body, working up around the dog's mouth with this very simple, you know, using the pads of your fingers to do these simple 1 1/4 circular touches around the dog's mouth. You can really access a lot of the emotion by working around the mouth, also working around the hindquarters as well.
And the whole body, just going over every inch, moving the skin in this little circle and a quarter and just kind of go over from head to toe.
Okay.
And see what happens in order to bring him into a new balance, and it's physical, emotional, and mental balance that we're interested in.
Yeah, and
That's what we're interested in too.
Absolutely. Yeah. And just trusting the work. And I am going to talk later about some dates coming up where I'm doing some trainings in the Minneapolis area. Both Elaine and I do private sessions as well, so we would actually come to your home and work with you and Oscar. So that's an option as well. You can get a hold of Elaine at animalbridges.com, and I'm dancingporcupine.com. If you want to get a hold of Linda, she's at ttouch.com. And we're going to go to break right now. This is Sage Lewis, the Creature Teacher, and you are listening to The Pet Playground here on AM 950 KTNF. Hi, this is Sage Lewis, the Creature Teacher, your host on the Pet Playground and owner of Dancing Porcupine. Better pets, better people, better planet. Looking for more harmony in your household? Whether it's you, your pets, or the whole family who has undesirable behaviors, Dancing Porcupine can help. Dancing Porcupine offers animal communication, personal life coaching, Tellington T-Touch, and shamanic healing. Visit us online at dancingporcupine.com. I double dog dare you.
John, you're so good with our dogs. You really ought to have one of your own.
I would love to have a dog, but I work really long hours. I would have to be stuck in a kennel all day. Then when I get home, I'd just be too exhausted to take it for a walk. It just wouldn't be fair.
Well, why don't you call the Urban Dog? It's a terrific pet sitting and dog walking service we've used for years to take care of our whole menagerie of dogs and cats.
I couldn't afford it.
The Urban Dog's rates are the most affordable I've found. And you can pick your level of service from just giving your pet a midday potty break to taking them on a day-long field trip. They get exercise and socialize to other dogs.
Well, maybe I could.
That's great. There are so many shelter dogs who need a good home.
The Urban Dog works with your schedule and can create a plan that fits your needs. The Urban Dog. Exercise, explore, socialize. Let the journey begin. Call 651-231-6333. That's 651-231-6333.
Hi, I'm Mike Mullins, the host of the Socially Responsible Investing Show, Saturdays from 10 to 11. This Saturday, I am proud to present the Results Show, where I will review recommendations I've made in the areas of gold, clean water, and healthcare. You'll hear how you can invest in these industries and how to manage your risk. You can do well while doing good and align your values with your money and improve your world one ethical, socially responsible choice at a time. Listen to the Socially Responsible Investing Show, 10 o'clock on Saturday.
When dealing with immigration law, it's easy to get lost in the system. The Department of Homeland Security is good at putting up walls. You need a law firm that knows how to break through barriers. You need Kim Hunter and Associates. We're your passionate and compassionate advocates, and we're not afraid to take on tough cases.
Call Kim at 651-641-0440.
Pregunte por Sama at 651-641-0440.
Hi, this is Sage Lewis, the Creature Teacher, your host on the Pet Playground and owner of Dancing Porcupine. Better pets, better people, better planet. Looking for a cost-effective way to troubleshoot undesirable behaviors? Dancing Porcupine offers pet coaching packages, a simple, effective way to work through those troubling issues with your pets at a great price. Visit us online at dancingporcupine.com. I double dog dare you.
Welcome back to to the Pet Playground, your place to play on AM 950. This is Sage Lewis, the creature teacher, and we are having a blast. I hope all of you are having a blast as well, working on your animals' mouths and your teenagers' mouths and your husbands' and wives' mouths and affecting the emotion and helping everybody to just kind of relax a little bit. We're sitting here with Linda Tellington-Jones, the founder of Tellington T-Touch Training, and also Elaine Garley with Animal Bridges, a colleague of mine from the Tellington T-Touch Training Program. And before the break, we were talking about a story about a dog that we worked with over the weekend in Linda's advanced training. And I know that there was another story about a cat, but before we jump into that, I'm curious about the story about somebody hearing about T-Touch and just trying it.
Well, actually, because we're on the radio show, I want to tell it. Quite a few years ago, I was in Munich doing a show and just described the circles. And I said, you know, the next time, if you've got a dog who has separation anxiety, or a dog that's afraid of loud noises or thunder. That's kind of typical. Those are two typical things. Let's just do the touches on them. So I heard from my person who was interviewing me, my host, like you are, that somebody had called them because they'd heard the show, and they'd come home that night, and normally when they came home, their golden retriever couldn't get enough attention because they'd been gone all day. The dog was alone, unfortunately, not at a pet sitter like right. We know they should be. And so she thought, okay, what can't hurt? I'm just going to do like 2 minutes, maybe 1 or 2 minutes of these little tiny circles on the dog's head.
Mm-hmm.
Just very gentle, just like kind of just enough contact to move the skin. It's not massage. It's just very gentle talking to the body. And she couldn't imagine it could help, but so she did it. And she was so excited because the dog lay down, crossed her paws, and just watched her get dinner. And that was the first time that had ever happened, because she always felt guilty because she couldn't give the dog enough attention. And the T-Touch gives a mindful, focused attention, so you're really present in every circle.
Right, and it's actually a circle, and then there's a pause.
It's a circle and a quarter, and this little pause. Just hold the point there, and then just quietly go to the slide to the next spot.
Mm-hmm. So it's a method that it does teach mindfulness. It teaches awareness. It's a connection. You know, it's building relationship, helping with behavior issues, helping with performance issues, and you know, just overall health and well-being of animals, because you're helping them mentally, physically, and emotionally. I know this morning in the training there was a cat that was worked with. You want to share that story?
Well, yeah, it was fascinating. We had a kitty come in who had been actually attacked by a dog, and apparently the cat's mouth was in his... The head was in the mouth, in the mouth of this dog, and he escaped from it. And what else? There was something
there,
else.
He'd
also been poisoned.
Right.
That was the other thing. There were two things.
The neighbor had used crab grass killer and then told them about it. But meanwhile, the cat had already been affected by the crab grass killer.
And the thing is that
fertilizer.
These very wonderful people had their cat in the hands of an excellent veterinarian who's been treating this cat holistically, and he's really made huge strides, but they wanted to see what could they add to that with the ear work. And so, but they apparently had, well, last year one of them had come to my training here in the Twin Cities for the weekend
for people. Right.
And so she knew about the touches, and she'd been doing the ear work and working on the body, and this cat was just really wonderful because apparently they couldn't touch him at first. Like, he was one of these cats that did not want to be touched. And today I went over every inch, and I went down his little chest and did a hard tug on his chest, and then got down into the whole abdominal area, because that's where that can really make a difference. You know, a lot of cats don't like to be touched on the whole abdominal area.
Well, it's kind of where we hold our emotion, you know. It's our tummies get tight, too, as humans.
And so people think, oh, well, stay away. But actually, it's the opposite. We gently go to that area in a way that with a little circle and the little lift, and the way that the cat says, oh, and he loved it, mm-hmm. and they couldn't believe it.
He kept moving into Linda's hand, just trying to get closer and closer to her the whole time.
That was really good.
And then gave her a very loving headbutt at the end. That was very sweet.
So we do a lot of stuff with cats, and you can do that with your kitties at home. For instance, typical for cat behaviors that T-Touch works really well for are the cats who are not, you know, they're happy in the household, but they don't want to be a lap cat. Don't mm-hmm. pick me up. If you do some of these circular touches, just like 30 seconds at a time, and then let them walk away, and then come back in another 30 seconds, pretty soon they want to be with you.
Right.
It's that kind of thing. Or if you're... The other thing is, of course, we use it a lot for, think about that, is when you bring a new cat or a new animal into the house, doing T-touches on both animals really helps them to interact in a way that brings harmony in the household.
And this work is, I mean, the scope and sequence of this work, it's been around for 40 years and it keeps evolving. And, you know, for those of you out there listening that are going, yeah, and I want to see it, you know, I know that if you go to the T-Touch website, there are YouTube videos and also videos for purchase as well.
And how you can actually watch the touches on the horse and it's and kitties. We've got touches on the kitties. We've got dogs on just T-Touch.com.
Right. And we've got a couple of events coming up locally that I just want to mention. We are doing a Tellington T-Touch training, certification training. So if you're out there and you're considering doing more of this work or just even kind of immersing yourself in it or really ready for a career change, I would encourage you to consider the April 21st through the 26th training. That'll be at the Animal Inn in Lake Elmo. And we also have one coming up in July, July 7th through the 12th, and then again October 8th through the 13th. So the Minneapolis Twin Cities community is a really large community in Tellington Touch. We've got a number of practitioners in the area. I'm going to be teaching also a one-day workshop in Des Moines, Iowa on May 15th. I'll be teaching a two-day Tellington T-Touch seminar on May 22nd and 23rd in Minneapolis. And then I'm traveling to Florida to teach in June and California in August. And so, you know, if you're looking for something... in your area, go to the T-Touch website and you can go to the practitioner list and you can find the listing of different practitioners in your area. And there are lots of different events coming up. So, Elaine, thank you so much for being here tonight.
Thank you for asking me. This
absolutely. And I know that if people are interested in getting more information about your animal communication, Bach Flower Essences, Healing Touch, and Tellington Touch, that they can go to your website.
Correct.
At animalbridges.com.
And later this month, I'll have a new revised website more up to date. So if you check it the next week, I would check it again in May.
And you get to do the happy dance.
Right.
And you can tell them they can go on our website and get my books, T-Touch for Your Cat or T-Touch for Your Dog.
Absolutely. Wonderful supplemental materials. And we're out of time for tonight, so we're going to head out. This is Sage Lewis, the creature teacher, saying goodbye for now. I'll see you on the Pet Playground next Sunday at 6. Keep on playing, keep on dancing, keep on wagging those tails. See ya.
I love you.